right, everybody. Welcome into the St. John's County show that's on in the morning. St. John's County's favorite morning show. My name is Pete Melfi. With me is Troy Blevins. I want to remind you to download that 904 Now app. Hit that like button. Hit that share button. Drop us a comment. We will get to those comments at the end of the show, if not before. Joining me today, looking very 1930s-ish, Troy Blevins. No, what? It's that plus the hat.
What? It's Thursday.
It is Thursday.
It's my Thursday hat.
Is that really your Thursday hat?
No. It is today. So
I'm thinking, I feel like I've seen that. Am I missing that this is a Thursday hat?
Yeah.
But okay, yeah.
It's my weekend.
It is your weekend. You've got a trip planned.
Yeah,
it's You're Thursday. Going to Vegas?
Yeah, hopefully I make it back.
Yeah, we'll see if they don't lock down yeah. while you're there.
Yeah, hopefully I make it back. So we'll see how that works out.
We'll talk about that in a little while. I want to let everybody know what you're doing in Vegas and some of your Vegas history. Can we talk about some of your Vegas history?
No.
Or
no,
what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, man.
That's not true. Your money stays in Vegas.
Yeah. The diseases come back with you, aren't they?
I hope that's not what
happens.
Not
talking about you. I'm just saying. I'm just saying in general. You get herpes over there, that's staying with you for a while.
Doesn't wash off.
No, man. We got a lot to get to today, Troy. I really want to talk about this woman who lost her mind in Aldi. I don't go there. But this woman lost her mind in Aldi because it was over a mask altercation. I can't wait to tell you what side of the mask altercation this person was on. But I first got to tell you that the morning show is sponsored by our friends at Old City Homes. Jerry has new homes, a few of them remaining. They're affordable, brand new. Let me start this all again.
Yeah, it's just as you...
trying to go a little off script.
Yesterday you were like crushing it. You were just mashing through it. And today you tried to take your time and it totally screwed it up. Hold on. I got you. Pete Melfi, take two.
The morning show is sponsored by our friends at Old City Homes. Jerry at Old City Homes has a few remaining affordable brand new two-bedroom, two-bath houses starting at $165. Call Jerry 904-466-9505.
Crushed it.
All I needed was a take two, man.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to do a do-over. You know, that's what when we had kids, we had do-overs.
Yeah.
Like if you missed a shot or something, like, do-over.
Do-over. Do-over. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it fixed it.
Yeah, that's right.
No. In life, we need do-overs, but that's
we do. Well, I appreciate you and everybody watching giving me a do-over here. I really do. Hey, I also want to give a shout-out to our sponsor as well.
Killing it.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to another one of our great sponsors out there, and that is Nissan of St. Augustine. Join them for Rotary Means Business event. This is coming up January 27th, 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Classic Car Museum of St. Augustine, where our own Dan Bagan has his own studio out there. 4730 Dixie Highway. You can invite a guest and RSVP on the craziest looking website I've ever seen, but I think I'm going to go to this. www.rmb6970.org. Sounds like a name of a robot.
Yeah, I think that's a Rotary.
MB
member board,
members Rotary Means Business. There we go. Yeah. We're deciphering this right now.
There it is right up top.
Rotary Means.
I knew the R was Rotary.
6970. I don't know what the 6970 stands
Might
for.
Might be the chapter number.
Ah, there you go. Always thinking. Ah, it is. Look, Rotary District 6970.
I should know that. I've only been a Rotary for 20 years, but you know, I don't know what my district is.
Well, you do all those important people things.
Why I wear the sweater.
It's a Rotary sweater.
It's Rotary approved.
Nissan of St. Augustine. We appreciate their sponsorship as well as Fidus Roofing and CDR, who we'll talk about a little bit later. Troy, in honor of your getaway today.
Mm-hmm.
My question of the day for everybody out there and you, I guess for you too, where do you usually go when you get time off? Where do you usually go when you get time off? Now, is it usually Vegas for you?
I do three different things.
Okay.
So Appalachian Trail.
Uh-huh.
So I go hiking. I get away, like turn everything off.
Yeah.
So I do that pretty much in June. I usually go this time of year in November, I'm usually sailing in the BVI.
Oh,
I like to go sailing in the BVI with my friends. And
is that
I,
the bank? You go sailing in the bank?
Yeah. Yeah. British Virgin Islands is, you know, where I like to be in November. And then in January, February is usually when I go to Vegas. So I'm very, okay. I'm kind of very predictable.
Yeah.
But I like going a lot of different places.
Yeah.
So, but like, as far as places I repeat, those are the places I repeat.
Okay.
Yeah. So that, I mean, they're all pretty freaking cool places.
Yeah, they are, man. Yeah, definitely. All... places, some of them I'd like to get to and some of them I'd like to get back to. Vegas I've only been to once really for work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I did no gambling while I was in Vegas.
That's probably best.
It probably is because as we found out, I don't know what the hell I'm doing as far as at least blackjack.
Well, I mean, with numbers, I mean, we
yeah,
know.
Yeah, numbers
we know,
is not good. The dealers could get over on me like crazy, yeah. Man. It would be nuts.
Yeah.
My answer to this, a lot less exotic, a lot less far away. I don't have to jump on a plane. Well, I don't even have to jump in a car to get to my destination. That would be my bed.
That's your go-to. Your go-to's bed.
When I get time off, that's the first place I go, man. Mm-hmm. I make a beeline for the bed, and I sleep for 7 days straight, which is what I may do over the one of the holidays we got coming up. We'll see. All right. Getting to the news, Troy. We got actual news to talk about. We got things going on today. We got happenings. And we got this psychotic person who started a fight in the store. But we'll get to her. I want to start with some good news.
Good news. I like good news. Really good news. I like good news.
Troy, you may remember just before COVID hit. I mean, just as COVID was hitting, we were getting ready for the As If 90s Festival. This was going to be out. This is going to be like a big 90s themed throwback festival. There was going to be somebody there from a very, 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 very well-known 90s TV show that may have involved school and somebody named Zach Morris. But COVID canceled it.
Mr. Belding was going to be there?
That's a real good guess.
Sorry.
No, they were well, if he was, he's scared of COVID now.
Yeah.
But it's the As If 90s Festival. It's headlined by Eve Six. Did they ever come to the amphitheater while you were there? Eve Six?
No.
Big 90s band. But that's gonna be happening. That is coming up, if I can find it anywhere in the story, May 15th, 2021. So that's exciting. The 904 Now is gonna be involved in that a little bit and help out with that and be having a lot of fun, and I'm not going to be anybody but 90s me out there.
You were good at 90s.
I was good at 90s school, right? Me, yeah. Yeah, I'll be out there playing basketball and dying because I'm not in shape to play basketball anymore.
Yeah, with your high tops loosely tied.
Yeah, but not quite the light-up shoes.
Gotcha.
I'm going to be out at St. Francis Field, so that's going to be nice to have an event back
it's
out
not St. Francis, Francis Field. It's just Francis,
Francis
Field.
At Fran- yeah,
it's Fred. It's named
Saint,
after
yeah.
It's named after Freddie Francis. It's no saints involved.
Troy, just let me roll with some
okay.
things.
Okay, yeah.
I'm doing.
Well, you're
bad
doing
enough.
So well.
I'm doing bad enough.
You're
as
doing
it is,
so well.
It's St. Francis Field today, Troy.
No, it's not.
Go out to St. Francis Field.
St. Francis Field.
This is a St. Francis.
You grew
Field.
Up here. You should know this.
I know. Francis Field and St. Augustine. The headliner, like I mentioned, is Eve Six. The event's also going to feature games. A slime zone, because, you know,
gotta have it.
Wild,
yeah.
Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon shows, yeah. Mm-hmm. Slime zone, 27-foot water slide. Food trucks and a whole lot more. 27-foot water slide.
That's three stories.
I'm glad you're way better at math than me, man. a general admission for the ticket's going to be $15, and children under 5 are free. Children 5 to 13 are just $5. VIP tickets going to be available, so maybe you can meet the guest who won't be Mr. Belding.
Are we sure about that? I think we should leave that out there because it still could happen.
Okay.
It still could happen.
All
Mr.
Right,
Belding
sure.
might show up.
That's
well, or a bigger star.
That's Pete Melfi. Official. I would venture to say that might be.
Are you going to be signing autographs?
I will not be signing autographs. No, nobody wants my autograph. Whatever I sign goes down in value, I think. It just doesn't help anybody involved.
I agree.
You know who does help everybody involved, Troy? Take a guess.
Vitus Roofing.
That's right, man. See, easy guess. You don't even have to ask questions. Everybody already knows. For over 15 years, they have been the pros in St. Augustine. Look, if you've got a roof leak, you may not even know it, and it could be destroying your health. It could be destroying your home. You could have big problems due to this roof leak. Get Fidus out there for a roof inspection, free roof inspection, I believe, still. They're master elite contractors, which allows them to offer warranties that nobody else can in St. Johns County, and they're not going to knock your head off on the price of the house, roof. 904-355-ROOF. So Troy, what are you planning on doing in Vegas, man? And then we got to get to my least favorite person of the day, this person who started a fight in Aldi over a mask.
All right. Well, I'm meeting a friend out there, from high school. You know, it's actually a business partner, that I play baseball with.
Okay.
So I'm meeting somebody out there. And then, I'm also, the food out there is just amazing. They're not doing any shows though. So, but I mean, all the food, right. The restaurants and the food is, you know, kind of what I really go for Vegas for.
I heard I gamble, but
I don't do a whole lot of gambling. I used to gamble a lot. I don't do a whole lot of gambling. And now the way they have it set up, they got the plexiglass and you got to slide stuff over. It's not, I mean, when you sit at a blackjack table, it's part of the fun is socializing with the people around you and like meeting them. And like, so I don't know how that's going to work.
This sounds like a great Vegas for me. Can I black out the windows and not have to see anybody next to me?
You could actually, but, I probably won't do as much gambling this trip because I like the social aspect of the gambling.
Okay.
And I think that's going to be very limited, you know, because people, you're going to have your mask on. You won't be able to see people's expressions. I mean, it's going to be kind of weird. You can't see people's tells.
Yeah.
I'm sure gambling with you, I'd probably be able in about 5 minutes be able to say, okay, he's got a good hand or a bad hand.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope. I got a great poker face. Yeah. As good as this right here.
But I mean, it's just more of a getaway than anything else this go around. I mean, I usually go to the Cirque shows.
Oh, I've never been to one of those.
Yeah. I've seen several Cirque shows. I think I'm on number 8.
You going to see Britney Spears? Doesn't she have a Vegas act out there?
I don't think anybody has a Vegas act right now.
Oh, nobody, no type of nobody,
all,
nothing.
All the clubs have moved to the pool decks.
Aren't the strip clubs open still?
I'm sure.
I mean, that's huge business.
Yeah,
in Vegas.
Yeah. I don't think I'll be doing that. But.
Okay.
So it's a lot of money.
I'm just asking, not inferring that you'd be going.
No, you lose money at the tables, but you have a chance of getting money back. No strip club, you just lose money.
No chance of getting that money back. Yeah.
No, she really liked me.
Yeah. I think I got a shot with her, man.
She gave me her number. 555.
Have you tried it? Yeah. 555 F off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that should be cool, man. So you are leaving tomorrow. Are you going to be here for the morning show tomorrow?
No, I won't be here in the morning show.
I demand you're here for the morning show tomorrow.
My flight is out of Orlando at like 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So you're not Skyping in.
Okay. From
as
the
you're
plane.
Going through TSA.
From the plane.
Yeah. I'm sure everybody on the plane will really appreciate you doing a 20-minute morning show from your seat.
The good news is it wouldn't be my worst TSA experience.
No? What was your worst TSA experience?
The time I did edibles in Denver.
Oh,
that was
okay.
Really bad.
Okay.
That was really, really
bad.
Yeah. So
you do not have good edibles stories.
No, I'm and it is a state that's legal with marijuana. I won't be
Nevada. Yeah,
I won't be partaking in that.
Well,
either.
That's one thing I did partake in when I was down there, just because. Hey,
it's
when
legal,
in Rome, huh?
It's legal.
And I got to tell you, man, I got a joint down there that I couldn't finish for the entire 3 days because it was
that potent.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. And then I bought a tent. Mm-hmm. I decided to just consume it all.
Hopefully you slept all the way home and you weren't paranoid.
I guess I did.
You didn't get paranoid like
me. I don't remember the flight at all.
You didn't get paranoid like I did.
I didn't get paranoid.
I remember that's the worst part is I got paranoid and I remember everything.
Yeah.
I remember how stupid I actually am. So
yeah,
it's a memory you really don't want.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. It's there.
Yeah. No, well, it was better than the flight out to Vegas. On the flight out to Vegas, I told you the crazy cat guy story. This was the crazy cat guy story. where he brought his emotional support cat.
Oh,
on
yeah,
the plane
yeah, you
with
did
him.
Tell me that, sir.
And he
yeah.
wanted to take up a seat for his emotional support cat that was already paid for by somebody who was not his emotional support cat.
Oh, wow.
So they got into a fight, and then they were yelling, and then they became buddies and wouldn't stop talking to each other next to me. And then the guy got tired and kept falling asleep on my shoulder. It was...
That would bother me right now.
It was an awful flight.
I've had it happen in the past, but yeah. This is really the first time I've flown since COVID.
Yeah.
I think it is. Yeah, I think it's the first time I've flown since COVID. Okay. So I think that would really bother me right now.
Oh, it was the worst. I wanted to punch the guy. Mm-hmm. It was awful. But that's what you get when you fly Frontier. Frontier is the Greyhound of airplanes.
Yeah.
It's just you never know what you're going to get, man.
Yeah. It's actually, what was the knockoff version of airlines? Because, like, it's even below the Greyhound. Yeah, it's like I think their like strategy is Frontiers is like, we'll try and get you there.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we'll work on it.
Yeah,
we'll give it one try. That should be Frontiers.
Yeah,
really, we'll give it one try because boy, if there's something wrong with your one flight, they don't have a backup for you.
Frontier and Spirit are the two. Yeah, you're just basically taking a risk.
Yeah,
yeah. You're just
with your time, your schedule, and your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Really,
I mean.
You kind of expect to have chickens on those flights.
Oh, yeah. You expect it to be like just a rope that you tie yourself with. And we have exits, but they don't work, you know. So,
yeah. In case of emergency, if we do start to go down, some of your oxygen may deploy.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, you're screwed.
Take your head and place it firmly between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye. Yeah.
We're crashing anyway. Yeah. None of us are surviving if this plane goes down, folks. The oxygen doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We don't worry about the extra things.
Yeah. No. Did I ever tell you, like, one time I went to the BVI with my family, and we were on Spirit.
Okay.
Okay. And they canceled the flight. So all right. we go up, and we're like, okay, so what's the plan? We don't have a plan. Well, how are you getting us home? Yeah. We don't have a plan.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's room in the morning. And we're like, okay, wow. So I guess we have to go get a hotel right now. And they're like, yeah. Are you
they didn't give you a voucher for a hotel?
Are you paying for the hotel? No. They didn't give a voucher for the hotel.
Oh, even Frontier will give you a voucher for a hotel.
Yeah.
Because I've been there.
They didn't that night. But after our strongly worded email to the CEO of Spirit, we got a full refund.
Yeah.
But no, it was one of those situations where I stayed in St. Thomas for an extra night.
I mean, I'm sure that's not the worst place.
Yeah, but
to be
a lot of people don't have funds to do stuff like that.
Oh yeah,
like
no.
randomly have you know an extra $600 on them.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I know.
Spirit's horrible. They're horrible.
Yeah,
them and Frontier. Yeah,
just got off.
They're brothers and sisters.
They really are. Yeah.
Same
and their parents are also brother and sister.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Inbreeder.
Figure that out.
Inbreeder.
Audi.
You know who else? Probably has parents who were brother and sisters.
Who's that?
This crazy woman who just went absolutely berserk in an Aldi recently to the point where police are actually searching for her. They're trying to figure out who this masked woman is. Unfortunately, she has a mask on, so kind of hard to find. But this woman, this crazy woman, sees somebody that is not wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And she decides she's going to go into mask hole mode. She's going to be the police, although she has zero authority to do anything. She's not going to do what a normal person would do and maybe tell staff. She decides to start an altercation herself. She gets in the woman's face. She's yelling. She's screaming. She's freaking out and ends up shoving a cart into this woman's stomach. That's assault.
Yeah.
All over her perception of why somebody should be wearing a mask. Let me tell you something, folks. Let me just be honest. Let me just get real serious with you here, because I have plenty of friends who, not plenty. I have a few friends, Troy, who have legit medical issues and cannot wear these masks.
Mm-hmm.
Legit medical issues. If you see somebody not wearing a mask, please assume they have medical issues and don't take it upon yourself to intervene, and especially not to get violent.
It's not your place.
No, it's not your place at all. And so
stay away from that person. If it's a problem, you stay away from that person.
Yeah.
And now,
don't be a 60-year-old vigilante like this psycho here.
Mm-hmm.
And she's wearing capri pants too, Troy.
Yeah.
I can't stand capri pants.
I only like them on Laura Petrie.
I don't like them on anybody, and I don't know who Laura Petrie is.
Dan,
Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Mary Tyler Moore before she was on the Mary Tyler Moore.
She's pretty sexy back then.
She was hot.
Yeah.
She was hot.
Well, this lady looks terrible in them.
Yeah.
She looks awful in them, and she's a psychopath. Don't be a vigilante because you think people should be one way or the other on the mask. This is what's funny to me.
Don't be a mask hole either way.
Don't be a mask hole either way.
Either way. If you're not wearing a mask, don't make fun of somebody who is wearing a mask. If you are wearing a mask and the other person's not wearing a mask, just get far enough away from where it doesn't matter anymore.
That's the thing, though. I have not seen one story where somebody who wasn't wearing a mask got aggressive with somebody who was.
I actually was in a store early on because, you know, I've worn a mask pretty much whenever I go into a store, I wear a mask.
Yeah.
I mean, early on, I had someone, you know, it's all fake. You know, what are you going to do, rob the place? I was like, dude, I'm getting potatoes. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I was like.
Yeah, that's unnecessary, too. That's unnecessary, too. Don't approach people about masks. People could have knives and want to stab you over this. Mm-hmm. I'm not even kidding. Somebody's going to get seriously hurt.
I'm surprised.
Starting an altercation
I'm
over
I'm sure
masks.
It's happened already.
Especially this frail old woman.
Yeah.
This frail old
that
psychotic
pushed a cart
woman
into someone
that
else.
Pushed a cart into somebody else.
Yeah.
With their stupid capri pants.
And at Aldi, you have to pay 25 cents for those carts.
That's right. So who's paying for that cart? Oh, that drives me nuts. That drives me nuts. Yeah, you're going to get stabbed if you do that again.
I hope she's watching the show right now.
I really hope she is.
Shaming the hell out of her.
She's just one of the worst people in St. Johns County. I'm going to say it. She is one of the worst people ever to exist in St. Johns County. Yeah. Ever in the history of St. Johns County.
We've
had a lot of bad people in St. Johns County over the years.
She doesn't make my top 20 list.
She's
but
the
she's,
worst.
She's bad.
I hope police find her. I hope they lock her up for a long time and go to jail where they can't wear masks. All right, let's see. Patron saint of being mad at people who are wearing masks. Is that me today? No. Oh, okay. This is where we're actually at in the show, Troy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give a shout out to CDR while you take a quick look at the comments and tell me what's in there.
Okay.
Our friends at CDR, guess what? They pick up the phone when you call, and that's a big deal in a time when nobody picks up the phone and when nobody returns calls. And I can be guilty of that myself if I just get too busy, too crazy, too slammed. We're in a crazy time these days. But CDR, better at customer service than me. Construction debris removal is on it. Contractors, if you need a container for your job sites, they cover and protect driveways when they drop off and pick up. I'm sure you've been to job sites. I'm sure you have, Troy, where they drop these. People drop these containers. They don't care. They crack a driveway or they crack a sidewalk or just not paying attention. CDR doesn't do that. They take a lot of pride in really leaving your job site the way it was when they got there, if not cleaner. Customer service also their priority. Give CDR a call. Construction debris removal, 904-471-9709. Troy, anything good in the comments, man?
Melissa asked if I had to take a COVID test before I flew. No, I didn't have to take a COVID test. But part of the reason why I'm going to Vegas instead of down to the BVI is they have a 4-day quarantine mandatory down there.
Yes, they do.
And they have a lot of stuff that's closed. So that's the reason, you know, I basically stayed in Vegas. The other question out there is the link to see this person, the mask hole. Hashtag mask hole is
the 904 Now app.
Trendy now, thanks to Sarah out there. So
okay.
Yeah, so go to the 904 app and Pete will have a, do you have the video or you just have the picture?
We've got the picture up there at the 904 Now app. Yep. So check that out. It's on the website too, but 904 NAB, just way easier to do. Patron saint. We do have an actual patron saint today, and it's the patron saint of not finding things you never want. That was the one yesterday. I've got a patron saint, Troy. I think it's a runaway dog.
It's a runaway dog.
I don't remember what I named him the patron saint of, but he was going to be my patron saint story. That's as much as I know.
Yeah.
A dog who escaped from her family in a home in New Brunswick had her homecoming complicated when she crossed the border into the United States. That's what she was, illegal border crossers. The patron saint of illegal border crossers.
And the worst part is it was a German shepherd.
That's right, man. Woman who with a name that I can't pronounce said her father, Robert, also last name I can't pronounce, was caring for the German shepherd, Diamond, while she and her husband were at a hockey tournament, very Canadian of them, with their 9-year-old daughter. They say they opened the garage door at the family's Claire home, and the 17-month-old canine dashed out before anyone can stop her. Have you ever had problems with your dogs running out, Troy?
My dogs are very obedient.
Ah, my dogs will take off in a second.
Yeah.
So ended up crossing the border. The family was able to coordinate a hands-off effort. Oh, I mean a handoff at the U.S.-Canada border. Eventually figured out, but there were some complications due to COVID. Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of stuff they had to deal with getting a dog back from across the border.
Yeah. One of the funniest stories, and I have a German Shepherd also. I have an Australian cattle dog and a German Shepherd. When we first moved downtown, we were doing some construction, building the tiny house in the back. The construction guys let my German Shepherd out. Oh. So she decided to go for a little tour.
Yeah.
You know, when she's with me, she won't go, but she decided to go for a little tour. They called and they're in a panic.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I was like, she's not going to get too far, but hopefully she doesn't get hit.
Yeah.
That was my big concern. So I'm running around and I'm kind of jogging around the block and I'm calling out her name, Athena. And someone said, oh, I saw her up there. So I'm running in this direction and I hear a chain behind me.
Yeah.
She had evidently been jogging behind me for a little bit. So she's like, wait, I'm right here. He's like, I look back and she's literally like, you know, 30, 40 feet behind me. I was like, come on.
Gosh, that's great.
And she was like tired. She's like, I'm ready to go home.
Oh yeah. They usually are by the time you find them. Yeah. I have one little dog who's she's a husky. She's a little husky and she's the troublemaker, man. Mm-hmm. If wherever that dog goes, my other dog will follow.
Mm-hmm.
So the husky gets out one day, digs a hole out through the fence because they love escaping yards.
Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah. Houdini dogs.
Yeah. And so she escapes through the fence. My other dog follows her. I'm looking for hours and hours and hours. I finally go down one road that's across US-1 from me just to maybe on a whim.
Uh-huh.
And I see the animal control truck. And I'm like, there's my dogs.
Yeah.
So I got in there just as a buddy of mine was actually loading up my dogs into the...
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good. Good you knew who he was, because usually it's like, nope, you're going to have to pay.
Yeah. I got very, very lucky.
Yeah.
So,
Mike actually found my dog about 30 years ago. I had a lab.
Okay.
About 30 years ago named Samson, and Mike found my dog. I was like, my dog got out, and it was a puppy at the time, and Mike found it like he was doing a job site, and the dog kind of came up to him on the job site, and he knew it was my dog.
Oh, wow.
I mean, and it was like, 3 blocks away.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's like, okay, Troy, your dog is here. He took it back and put it back in my house.
Man, you got lucky there with that one.
Yeah.
But they usually stay within a few blocks.
But I only had that dog for like maybe a couple weeks because it wouldn't stop barking. You ever have a dog like that?
Yeah.
Samson would not. So he went out to Bucky Sykes's farm and had a good life.
Out to an actual farm.
He went to an actual farm.
Because, you know, sending people to the farm is an excuse.
No. He really went to the farm, and he had puppies out there and had a good life.
That's good. That's great.
So, I have a stortum stat.
I do have a stortum stat.
All right. On this day, Abraham Lincoln gave the Gettysburg Address.
Oh, wow. Okay.
47 years ago today in 1863. I thought it was later in the war that he gave it, and I actually... have my dates completely confused. He gave this address 4 months after the Battle of Gettysburg. In my mind, I had him like immediately after.
Yeah, like the day
like,
after.
Like,
there's
like,
still
like,
smoke
there's still
clearing.
Smoke there's, and, yeah, you know, there's, yeah, yeah. There's body. In my mind, that's the way I had it.
Me too.
But he gave that address 4 months after the battle. And until today, I didn't realize that.
Wow.
So.
Even educated Troy.
And I like Civil War. And I, for some reason in my
you
head.
You like war?
No, I like the Civil War history of it. And I, for some reason in my head, I had it 4 days after, not 4 months after.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow, I mean, why would he go there if they're still shooting? You know? So, you know?
Sometimes you look back at things and you're like, that's obvious.
It's just dumb for me to think that.
Right.
You know? But in my mind, I had him literally like there with the smoke and the on Gone with the Wind scene. But yeah. But that's a stortum stat.
All right. Good stortum stat, man. I like that one today. Warming up for the Forrest Gump wave. Troy, thank you very much. We'll see you next week. I will see you guys tomorrow right here on the show that's on in the morning. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Bye-bye.